Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's all about chili this week. Kind of tis the season, right, Bob? Because we are in a little bit of a chili competition right now, and we are probably bickering as we speak because we recorded this show a little earlier in the week because the competition was all Saturday morning. We had to get there about 6:30 and start out with the health department. And we got through that, so everything's good after that. But anyway.
What, are we getting shut down again?
No, that only happens once a month. Oh, wait, it's a new month. That's right, it's a new month. And our radio.
That reminds me. Thank you very much. Let's not rag on the health department. They're only doing their job.
They were.
Here's who I want to bitch about.
Uh-oh.
State of Michigan.
Yeah?
Okay, I got a buyout from my factory, right, from my work. So I've been out of work for a few months. And building my house, that's cool. It was great. I had, you know, but now it's like I got to go back to work. I did get a great job, by the way, and I'll talk about that next week. But I applied for unemployment because it had been like 3 or 4 months, and my wife's like, you know, we really need to get some money coming in here. You got to get to work. And I'm thinking, I think I could get unemployment. I paid in for like 40 years. Okay, so I went to the state of Michigan, went to their messed up website. I did everything I thought they wanted, but every time, every week, it was like, nope, you didn't get this. Nope, you didn't get that. Nope, you didn't. They've denied me for 4 weeks of income because of one little glitch, and you got to see this, can I say effed up
website? Messed up.
Okay, the state of Michigan, your unemployment is bull crap. The producer's on the button. It's a mess. It's just wrong. I paid in 40 years, and here's what those little pinhead bureaucrats want to do.
Easy, Bob.
No, pinheads. They're pinheads. They just can't wait to say, nah. And here's why. Because they get a check every week, and I'm paying for it. All us taxpayers pay for it. But they're just up there, you know, they're les incompetents. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
That's it.
That's your opinion.
Piss me off.
And you're going to stick to it.
Screw
I can smell it coming.
Yeah.
Hey, let's do something a little more lighthearted. Maybe some chili
from
Cincinnati. Let's get out of Michigan and go to Ohio. And what do you think about Cincinnati chili? You've been enamored with this for years.
Have you ever had it?
Yeah, but ever since I've known you, you get in that part of the country, you make a special trip off the interstate to go get yourself some Cincinnati chili.
Have you ever
had
Skyline?
Yes.
Did you have it at my house?
Maybe.
Did you have it down there?
No, I have had a hot dog bar at your house, and you always have it when you have a hot dog bar.
Okay, I do.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's a couple big brands. The big one is Skyline. Here's why I love Skyline, because they're just an awesome company. They're not like the state of Michigan unemployment office. They're awesome. They hire the nice people. The state of Michigan hires all the losers, okay?
Easy.
Crummy, creepy people. The Skyline hires really nice people. You walk in the door, they go, hey, you know, and they give you a big smile like Gomer Pyle.
Right. I heard Gomer pass this week.
He did.
Jim Nabors.
Yes.
All right. Golly, that's too bad.
Sergeant Carter.
So anyway, Skyline, it makes a great chili, but they have awesome people there, and they're friendly. Unlike the state of Michigan.
So you got a recipe for it? Is that where we're going? Is that where we're going with this?
Cincinnati chili has a darker profile, and you can have it with or without beans. And it's going to have chocolate and cocoa in it and cinnamon. And I know that sounds weird because we make more of a Tex-Mex style chili. And we were just talking about the Green Menace. But this is really cool, and you got to open your mind up. You can't say, oh, that's not chili, because guess what? If you go to Cincinnati, if you're at a Bengals game, you're going to say it's chili.
Right.
Or you're going to have 50,000 Bengals fans beating on your face.
Right.
You don't want that. So anyway, check it out on our website. It's called Cincinnati Chili, but basically there's going to be a couple Hershey bars in it, some garlic, ground chuck, a little wine vinegar, tomato sauce, Worcestershire, allspice, sugar, cumin, paprika, cinnamon, sweet onions, and I add a little coffee to it.
Right.
And then here's the cool thing. So what they do with it is there'll be like, you can have it 1 to 5 ways. One is just their chili sauce. Well, it's really runny. So, you know, you're going to make a mess.
It's almost soup-like.
It is. Number two, you're going to have that put on some spaghetti noodles. Now you're talking.
Right.
Okay. A three-way, you're going to have that with some kidney beans on spaghetti noodles. Getting better. A four-way is that on noodles, on kidney beans with cheese. I mean, finely shredded monster mound of awesome sharp cheddar cheese.
Okay.
It's really fine. It almost looks like steel wool. It's really cool. So you get this big plate of spaghetti noodles, some kidney beans.
You can tell he's done this, can't you?
Oh, it's beautiful, man. It's better than, yeah. So, and then you put the tequila, and I'll put lime in the coconut and all that stuff. So a five-way is to do it all that. So with the noodles, the beans, the sauce, the cheese, and then you put onions on it.
Oh.
And that's photo perfect. And then they put a bottle of hot sauce on every table. It's kind of like Frank's hot sauce.
Okay.
And you squirt some hot sauce on there. I'm telling you, you died and went to heaven. It's all you need. Cincinnati chili, you got to do it that way. You got to do a five-way. You got to do it with the spaghetti noodles. Serve it to your friends. You'll have the kids will love it, even if they don't want hot sauce. And then what they also do is they put little oyster crackers around the outside of the plate. Decoration.
Oh, yeah. But you like slide them in on a bite.
Well,
right?
you set them around the plate because the spaghetti noodles might have water in it.
Right.
So it'll soak up.
And the chili's thin.
It'll soak up the water from the spaghetti noodles.
Right.
And the sauce. Yeah. So it does get a little mixy in there. So the oyster crackers just, you know, they keep you from making a big mess.
Right. Well, I did a little chili research, not specific to any particular recipe, but wanted to come up with a few things that the average chili doesn't necessarily have in it that might make your chili just a little bit better. Now, the premise of all of this is the chilies I like to make, we really haven't talked about yet, but the one we're making today.
Don't tell anybody.
No, I'm not. I won't get specific. But the one we're making today is a four-hour batch, right?
Yeah, right.
So it's cooked low and slow, and we cook it on a smoker. That's no secret because we got your big pull-behind smoker from
ABS
American
Judge.
Yeah, the American Barbecue System smoker. We're making chili in a smoker, right? So this is a low and slow deal. As much as I hate to admit this, but my research shows that you can also make it in a Dutch oven. But I don't want to rent.
You're just trying to goad me.
Right. Maybe.
That's
but
not
anyway,
a
couple things is like the stock, right? It's a base. It's a tomato base. Chili is usually tomato base. But we'll put some sort of broth in there to thin it out and give it a little bit of flavor. If you've got time, stock made with marrow bones, the actual bones that you can get, the leg bones you can get from the
marrow?
Butcher, beef butcher, the beef bones from the butcher, rather.
Marijuana?
Which have the marrow in them, and you boil those off and then strain it off. You've got a very rich, beefy flavor. You can use that. That's one tip. The other thing is a little bit of sweetness in there. You touched on it a little bit in your Cincinnati chili that they make it with chocolate, but an unsweetened chocolate or a cocoa powder. Put a little bit of that in your chili and experiment with it. You'll be amazed that little sweet chocolatey, there's just a note of it. You don't want it to have a bowl of chocolate chili. That's not what I'm talking about.
You don't want a Hershey wrapper in every bite.
No, you sure don't. But, you know, the vegetables that you use, fresh is better. You know, Barbecue Bob, no, it's no secret again because people can walk by and see what we're doing. We're smoking our own vegetables when that goes in our chili, right? We're not pulling those out of a can. We are some of them, but not all of them.
Good. Now you're telling 200,000 people instead of the 300.
But by the time they listen, it's too late, baby. We've already got the winning batch put together. But and then the spices, if you a little cumin, a little coriander, sometimes those are just enough to put it over the edge, you know. And chili doesn't have to be so smoking hot that it chokes your throat when you eat it.
But
you
it's want okay a little, if it does.
But yeah, but you want a little bit of bite, right? In my opinion, you want a little bit of bite. We're competing for the mainstream, and the average person, 9 out of 10 of them, don't want to choke on the chili. They don't want it that hot. They just want a lot of flavor. But that one person that does want to choke on their chili, well, they got to go somewhere else. But anyway.
I think we need to bring a bottle of hot sauce.
Yeah, could be. Coming up next, we might do a little bit of man law and bring this train to the station. You listen to
Thank
the Grilling
goodness.
Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
My exes live in Texas. And Texas is a place I didn't love.